Blog Talk Radio.
This is a L.D. Smith production. I am Dr. Loretta D. Smith, the host of Talking Real to You. We come to you every Monday night, and most likely it'll be some every other Monday night. So we look forward to coming for you. We're here live on Facebook, Instagram, as well as Blog Talk Radio. So it's so exciting to have the opportunity to come before you and just share some good things with you in regards to what's going on in our social world, as well as our economic, our financial, as well as our educational aspects of life. Now, you might ask, what is Talking Real to You? Talking Real to You, and this is the preview show for it, because it comes on at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And when we come, we just bring just plain old life issues. And on our show at 8 o'clock, we have a co-host, which is none other than my daughter. That's Lauren D. Smith. And we are the only father and daughter Blog Talk Radio hosts and co-hosts in the country. I have two outstanding experts to join me. I have Dr. Olivia E. Smith out of Georgia, as well as Ms. Scarlett H. Black out of Greenville, South Carolina. And we're just so excited to be able to share some awesome ideas with you, but we want you to play a part of it. Our call-in number is 347 857-4192. So we really want you to just take the opportunity just to be a part of the show. Now, we're going to have some topics tonight focused on improving your daily life through entrepreneurship and relationships. And we want you to call in. I gave you the number. And when you call in, you can not only just listen to the show, but you also can play a part in the show. Again, 347-857-4192. You press 1, and I will identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to come on and let us know who you are and what location you're calling from. And so from that point on, just offer your thoughts and your expertise on the topics we're going to talk about. Now, normally what we do, we come on a preview show, just talk about just plain old life issues before we have the actual show, which is really what this show is all about. We talk about plain old life issues. They might be educational issues I mentioned earlier, financial issues, economic, social, political, whatever issues going on during the week or just in your area you want to share your thoughts about it, we're willing to talk with you, with the co-host as well as those experts that join me. Tonight we have a special guest that's going to be joining me, and his name is Reverend Dr. Bob Nelson Little. Reverend Little is a good friend of mine, over 35-plus years. Matter of fact, we came into a organization, which is Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, in the same year. And we came in at the same time. So that's more or less my line brother. And I do appreciate him because we had a mesh of two lines put together, and we played a major part in coming in Phi Beta Sigma 35 years ago. So we're very excited about having the opportunity to be on the same show. Now, Dr. Little is over in West Alabama, right on the Mississippi line, and he's in an area called Panola, Alabama, where he's have his church called the Galilee Baptist Church. But the reason we wanted him to come, he's going to share some thoughts about improving your life through entrepreneurship as well as relationship. And he's had a great opportunity because Dr. Little was able to be called back to his home. Panola is his home. Panola, Alabama, right there on the Mississippi line. And he was called back to his home, called back to Galilee Baptist Church to be the pastor. And when he came back, one of the first things he encountered was doing this about 10 years ago, around that time frame, his church, Galilee Baptist Church, was one of the churches that was set on fire by several of those individuals who was going from Birmingham all the way down through Mississippi or burning churches down. And his church was set on fire. So through his church and his congregation, he led to go through not only to rebuild his church, but use it to help the community through entrepreneurship. He was able to bring some good thoughts to that community. He had one of the well-attended program event that he had once a year right at the end of the summer that bring out 5,000 to 6,000 to 7,000 to 8,000 people supporting that community. So we applaud him, as well as he was able to start his own radio station down there. He's also has his own record label. And he's a producer. So we want him to come on and share some thoughts. Now, before I move forward, I want to recognize those individuals who's joining on Facebook as well as on Instagram. Because, see, we're being broadcast live Facebook as well as Instagram and Blog Talk Radio. Facebook, if you're on Blog Talk Radio and you want to be a part of this, you can go to facebook.com/ Doctor, it'll be Dr. L. D. Alberto, which is DEALBERTO Smith. And if you want to go to Instagram, just go to Lorenza D. Smith 15 or Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. And you can just join us those ways. Now, since we're on 3 vehicles at this time, let me recognize individuals that's slowly joining us right now. We know several others are walking by and they see it on the stream. They're like, oh, do I have time just to sit down? Yes, you have time. Just listen, because we're setting the stage for our show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, talking real to you. And our guest as well as our expert, and you'll be a guest if you just call in as well. Now, if you want to go to the web link, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production. Now, if you want to tweet the show, and you can tweet us as Talking Real to You, then at Lorenza D. Smith, as well as one of our co-hosts, which is my daughter. Her activation, I mean, her contact information is KIW_CAN'TCARE. I'm sorry, DON'TCARE_CARE. So we just want you to make sure you join us tonight, and we're just going to have an awesome time tonight at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm just getting some things flashing across my stream that I'm just trying to make sure I get it out the way before I start shouting out all these individuals that need to be shouted out. So let me shout on Instagram. We have the Pink, is it Pink Delight 08, join us. I'm going to wave at her like I normally do. As well as we have Mal Brown, who's joining us. And I, like I said, I got something that's just kind of taking over a computer. Mal Brown, thank you for joining us on Facebook. And Marcon Hagan, my frat brother, appreciate you for joining us as well on Facebook. Now, as I said, we got some awesome show tonight. Our log is just full of some things. Now we're going to have our interview with Dr. Little from our 8:05 up until about 8:35. He's going to share some thoughts about entrepreneurship as well as relationships. But we'll focus on entrepreneurship, then we'll get with the relationship part. Because what we're doing, improving daily lives, you know, through entrepreneurship, and everybody want to know how they can make a dollar here or there, as well as relationship. After his opportunity to interview, now this is the way we operate our situation on Talking Real to You and my other outlets that I have, is that I allow individuals, you know, we may introduce them, then we allow them to share thoughts, and it's not a rapid fire type of interview. We let them share their thoughts. We let them share exactly what they want to at their pace and how comfortable they are. There's a lot of time our co-hosts as well as our expert may ask a question or two, but we don't want to like just drill that individual, because I just believe we're going to do a little difference, because we know we're going to talk about just plain old life issues. That's what Talking Real to You is all about. So we want you to be a part of it. Now, if you have a question, you can tweet me, as I gave it, Talking Real to You, or you can go to DM, Facebook, and you can DM, as well as you can go to Instagram, and you can share your thoughts as well. But you also can email us, and we have an email address that you can email is talkingrealtoyou@gmail.com. Share your thoughts that way. But we would like for you to also call in, and you can listen to the show, and plus press 1 and share your thoughts and let us know exactly how you feel and exactly what's going on and how you feel about the topics we're talking about. Let's get to those topics that after Dr. Little finished with his interview, he'll continue with us and he'll share his thoughts with regard. It's dealing with some issues, dealing with relationships, but also just we're going to look at a social issue. Two social issues first, then we're going to look at our relationship issue. Two topics we're going to focus on, the social issue part. And again, the call-in number is 347-857-419. You can call in now. As I give these topics to you, you can share your thoughts now about these topics. And we're going to look at two particular issues, as I stated earlier. How do the commercial aired by Nike, Just Do It, and promoted by Colin Kaepernick, impact society? We want your thoughts. Tell us exactly how you feel. What have you noticed that there are some things going on? For example, there were several people out burning Nikes, and then there's a creator of products got innovated and created, and Nike created the Nike with the Firebirds on it. You know, the flames on it. That's awesome. That's just taking advantage of a situation. Tell us what you think. Is that commercial that came out on the first Thursday or the first NFL game? Was it, how did it affect you? How did it impact your community? How do you feel about that? And we want you to share your thoughts on it. Then we want to also look at the racist comment that was made by a Texas school superintendent about Deshaun Watson. And no, it's discouraging to know this. And we're going to take some time. We're going to kind of talk about this a little bit as we continue to promote our show and as we get ready for our regular show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And this comment was made by Lynn Redden. And Lynn Redden stated that when you need precise decision, yes, precision, decision, a precise decision making, you can't count on a black quarterback. You know, this is a stereotype that's been going in existence for a long time. But you have an individuals in 2018 still thinking that. I think a lot of the and I say this about the NFL. I think the NFL have kind of attempted to keep that still in existence. Not so much as not making the right decision. Yeah, we have black quarterbacks in the NFL. But think about some of that. The athletic black quarterbacks and what have happened to them. Just recently in April, 3 or 4 months ago, 5 months ago, when there was the draft, and you have Lamar Jackson coming out of Louisville, Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson. The talking heads and the pundits were saying, because we talk about it on our sports show as well, Wednesday, was saying that he was not capable of being a quarterback. He needed to be a receiver, anything else, a defensive back or quarterback. But this young man had threw for over 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 and ran for 2,000 or 3,000 yards, but he was not good enough. Now, I put it in the statement of the dual threat quarterback, but I think this has been going on in existence for a long time in regards to the NFL. I can go back to 1976, around 76, 75, 76. That was a quarterback who was outstanding coming out of Tennessee State University, Joe 747 Adams. Oh, he could do it. He was good on his feet. His feet action was awesome. He was passing to a prolific number of 10, 12,000 yards. However, they said he could not function in the NFL because he refused to stand in the pocket and go through his progression, that he could not make precise decision exactly where this superintendent who resigned because of that statement he made about Deshaun Watson. Here we are, 2018, we're still hearing this statement. And I still think a lot of schools are still using this to kind of push one quarterback out and put another quarterback out. And a lot of times it's the black quarterback. We have situations, and everybody talked about this for a while, dealing with the University of Alabama. And you have Tua, and you also have Jalen Hurts. Jalen led you 26-2 to two championship, two games, and eventually you won one even when he started, didn't finish the game. But now he can't quarterback. He can't throw the ball. He can't make decisions. He can't progress and do the progression like he's supposed to. So is that in the same way this superintendent saying black quarterbacks can't do that? And see, someone will come in, and I want you to call in and have some statements about that. First thing you say, well, Tua is from the islands. He's a Samoan. He's not a black quarterback. So let's keep that in mind. Then you go over to Clemson. You have, and I'm talking about this because this statement was saying that black quarterbacks, you can't count on them to make the right decision. And now you see that begin to happen even at Clemson when you had Trevor Lawrence, who's a prolific passer, who's standing in the pocket. He can't really move. But you have Kelly Bryant, who can still throw the ball and make decisions and manage the game, and his feet is good, but now he began to be pushed to the side so you can get that quarterback that go stand like the professional actually to do. But let's go about beside Lamar Jackson, you got RG3. You know, they didn't think he can do it. You know, he started out, yeah, he got hurt, but there's some protection. There's so much protection now for the NFL quarterback that is almost, you blow at them good, they're going to do what? And I'm talking about this because this statement was made about black quarterbacks, and it's a social issue. That has been made in many other forms in our society. So we want you to share your thoughts. The call-in number is 347 857-4192. So what you think about it? We want to know, and we want you to share your thoughts at 8 o'clock, but you can do it right now because you got three vehicles to do it. You have Instagram Live, you have Instagram, and you have Facebook Live, and you have Blog Talk Radio. So you actually have three opportunities to do it and share your thoughts. So we look forward to you sharing your thoughts. If you don't do it now, in between the next 10 minutes, you'll have that opportunity to do it in a little bit, which is at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Also, two more issues in regards to relationships. And we're just going to put this discussion, a topic out there. So why relationships are harder now to maintain, to keep, and whatever you think it is. If you're going through a relationship or you just been through a relationship and it's been challenging and it's so draining on you, or you in a relationship that's very successful, we want you to know. If you feel like they're easier to keep because you do the work, you have the answer to it, share it with us. We believe, and we're just discussing the topic, why relationships are harder now. Why are they so hard now? We want you to share the thought. You can be on the pro or the con side. We with you, but we want you to be a part of it by calling in to Talk It Real to you at 347-857-4192. And our last topic that we're going to look at, common lies, and that's lies, not telling the truth, that ruins relationship and friendship. Yes, this is a relationship, even in a friendship. Is what are some lies that end these friendships? What are some of these lies that end the relationship? Thank you, Olivia, Dr. Smith, for joining us, one of our guest experts. She just joined us on Facebook, and I want to make sure I call out those individuals when they join us. Common lies that ruin relationships and friendship. Tell me what you think. I need to know how you think in regards to it. Because we're dealing with a situation where, you know, relationships are starving at these days. And we need practice. We need to have some avenues. And if there are some successful situations going on, and which I know is many of them, we want you to share it with our listening audience to make sure we know exactly what would be the key to be successful. No, we are experts and we can share our thoughts, but we want you to do the same. We want you to be able to share your thoughts about what's going on with that situation in regards to lies that ruin good relationship, good friendships. What are some lies? We want to know. And we want you to play a major part when you can join us in 30 minutes. We're down to about 7 minutes left in this preview show. You know, I like to come before every one of my shows. While I have this time, I want to make sure I can share those thoughts in regards to our other shows. On Wednesday night, we have a sports show. Matter of fact, Wednesday and Friday, we have a sports show that comes on, and it's Talking Sports Plus. And I am the host of Talking Sports Plus, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. And my co-hosts are Coach Lauren D. Smith, Coach Tony Stallworth, Coach Tremaine Edwards, and the Don King of Entertainment. And that's Coach of the Airways, Dale E. Train Elliott. We come to you on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We are the voice. Talking Sports Plus is the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We share all the topics, the hottest topics, and we share historical black colleges. We look at scores, we look at the games, look at the high schools through all parts of the southeastern part of the United States. And we just look at and we just try to share our thoughts on it. So you can join us on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. All right, then on Friday we have Balling with the Doc. And that's myself. And I'll be grinding. My hashtag is keep on grinding. So I'll be grinding, and I'll be going at it. Each and every one of them. Thank you, Shannon T. Powell. We appreciate you joining us. We're going to wave back at you, Shannon, and say appreciate you. And we want you to continue to stick with us, but also join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. You can share your thoughts on the topics we're going to be talking about. But on Friday, we have Balling with the Doc, which is myself, Dr. Louisa D. Smith. We come on at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time. We'll be talking about the hottest topics in the sports world, what occurred during the week. And we just don't focus on for specific, like the historical black colleges. We focus on all that high school, middle school, the games that are going on in your area. You can call. Now, if you want us to come and the team to come to your area and broadcast live, we have no problem. Just call us, and our office number is 334-467-7261. Call us. Set up a time. We just need at least a week in advance so we can be able to travel wherever you want us to travel in the southeastern part of the United States. So those are our three shows that are going on. But tonight, in about 25 minutes, we'll be actually on live. We'll have the interview with Dr. Little, then we'll have our relationship question. We'll have our social issue topics we're talking about. And we just look to have a ball tonight. We're going to have an awesome night. And, you know, God has blessed us to have another one. What I want to take this opportunity at the end of the show, but to mention those individuals in North Carolina, you know, our prayers are for each and every one of those individuals that encounter Hurricane Florence and it caused the flood and is still flooding. It's began to recede a little bit, but our prayers are with you. We have one of our expert that's in that area, not in North Carolina, but she's in South Carolina, and that's Ms. Scarlett H. Black. We look to have her on tonight because she texted me back and said that, you know, that's my topic. She got the topic, so she's going to be ready to go. So we look forward to have our prayers for all of those individuals in on the Atlantic coast because, you know, whatever occurred is it's God's will, but we have to definitely make sure we stay prayed up. So when we're enjoying ourselves in life, we just make sure we bring it to our closet and we begin to pray and say, God, thank you for seeing another day and allowed us to see another day. And thank you for watching over our families. So, you know, we can truly be in a situation where we said, thank you, Lord. And that's what we do this show. So we are so thankful to have an opportunity to come before you. We're getting ready to close now.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
Oh, my. Is come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story began. Oh, he told me to tell you the best. As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
Yeah.
You ain't seen your best day yet. I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen them.
You ain't seen your best day.
Oh, well, my.
You ain't seen your best day.
Stay in the faith, my sister.
You ain't seen your best day.
Stay in the word, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother. What to know? Would you deposit this word in your heart? No, it's not too late for you to start.
Best day yet.
You ain't seen your best day yet. from negative words. Get away from negative people. Hear God speak to you. Best is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't